This is the 26th of Last Seed, the Festival of the Blades. These are the closing days of the Third Era, and the beginning of GamerCast Episode 19!
Welcome to Oblivion. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul. So this is Oblivion episode 19.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Welcome to the Oblivion Gate.
Right. First off, we've got Khajiit just MSN me, so we're going to see what he says. Blah, blah, blah. Doing GamerCast right now. Get in the chat room, GamerCast right now. Right. Letters. We got a couple of letters this week. We got a letter back from Killy Pants Mafia. Thank you for answering my question. I guess I do see the logic in your answer now. For those who can't remember, that's about the EA question we had last week. And we spent about 20 minutes saying how much EA suck.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got another question. What did you guys think about Call of Duty 2 on the 360? I thought it offered a great cinematic experience. Okay, I think I've bothered you enough for today. Call of Duty 2, what do you think?
I actually quite like it. It was not enough for me to buy it on the sense of, not that I think the game is crap, but on the sense that I'm not a big World War 2-1 fan sort of thing. You know what I mean? I like my sci-fi, science fiction sort of stuff, so it's not something that I would go for. But I played Craig's copy. And
I nicked Craig's copy, then I played.
I thought it was good. I liked it. Just got a nice feel for it. It gave me the same sort of feel as Halo and Halo 2, where I feel like I could just, my head could just sink straight into the role and I can play it. I don't feel like I'm fighting against the control.
Okay.
As a first person. Because sometimes I don't sink into the first person. I just feel like I'm sat out here away from the screen and I don't feel like I can control the character and shoot anything with instincts. For that, I felt like playing Halo 2, I felt like I'm in the role and I can move around and I'm forgetting I've got a controller in my hands. So no, I do like it.
What do I think about it? I did buy it. I didn't buy it for myself, I bought it for the old man. And he played it and he completed it. So I guess it wasn't too bad. Mm. Me, I wouldn't personally buy it on the 360 because one, I buy it on the PC. Two, why should I pay 50 quid for an Xbox 360 game when I can pay 30 quid or whatever for the PC version?
Yeah.
Especially because they're identical.
Which, I must point out, is a good thing.
The reason I wouldn't buy it at all is because it's a fucking World War II shooter, and I am bored to death of shit World War II shooters. Medal of Honor. Medal of Honor. All console versions of Medal of Honor have sucked. And people go to me, oh, yeah, you've got Medal of Honor Frontline. And it's like, no. Then he says, have you got Medal of Honor Rising Sun? Rising Sun is the worst one ever made. God, these people. They're not even people, are they?
Yeah,
damn right, right. Khajiit still isn't in the thing. Tell him to hurry up. Hurry up. Yeah. Right, next letter. It was someone trying to get me to buy Ghost Recon. It was 24.49. No, I'm still not going to buy it. And are you the same Paul Smith that posts on uk.games.video.xbox, by the way? Yes, I am. And I do post on there, but I haven't seen this because I don't really pay any attention. I just like post.
Post and never read back.
That's from Leon. So that's the two letters. We did have a really funny letter. This week come to my Oblivion site. It was addressed to news@oblivionportal.com. Even though it's not news, I think this guy assumes that I somehow created Oblivion. He said, so no were creatures, huh? You guys disgust me. I'm still a fan.
Maybe they think it's the official.
Yeah. Dude, I didn't make the game. What a numpty. That's from some guy called MissCurrent44@AOL.com.
Oh my god, he got AOL, you poor person.
Yeah, no wonder he sucks. Ooh, we got someone wants a job as well. Experienced PHP BB manager and administrator, blah blah blah. Gee, I've been doing that for years, so whatever. Right, so we don't need that.
He wants a job with us.
Yeah, tell him to piss off. Khajiit. Khajiit is still not in the chat room. Who cares?
Get his ass moving. Right. That's it for the news. Before we go into our Oblivion mode, and then when we come out of the Oblivion mode, it'll be like, right, we've spoken enough and we're...
It'll be like 11 o'clock and we'd be suffering from Oblivion deficiency and
we'd... Yeah, we need to get back on. So, a little bit of news. I have finally finished downloading Blazing Angels.
Downloading?
The trailer, the demo on the Xbox 360.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, on the Xbox 360.
Dude, finally, you make it seem like it's been taking you weeks.
Yeah, because how am I supposed to download it when I want to play Oblivion? So I download at least 20%.
Do it at night? Things shuts off after a while automatically.
Yeah, true. I just can't be asked. So I've had a go on that. Very impressed. The surroundings are really nice. The fact you can get down there and you can see the houses and the church. The first training mission, you're in this little thing and you have to train to be bombing. So you have to bomb a church with newspapers.
Bomb a church with newspapers.
Yeah, it was quite a nice
thing. Now, if
touch.
I was going to bomb a church, I'd use like high explosives. Because surely the word bomb means a bomb. Bombs explode.
You know, like what you do when
so
you're
what,
trying...
So what you're really suggesting is... You're training how to throw newspapers at a church.
It's advanced paperboy in a plane. No, it's kind of like when they do propaganda and stuff like that, but you're just practicing
propaganda
on how to...
Propaganda man.
You're practicing how to use a reticle for bombing and stuff, and then all of a sudden a German plane wanders into the port and you've got to go and shoot him. And then the next mission you're
so
actually
you're
flying...
So you're a bomber, or what?
You're just a pilot having a quick training flight in one of these small aircraft. Bit like a sock with a camel, but not. And then the next mission, because it's only the demo, you're actually in a Spitfire and you're having to.
We go from a sock with camel to a Spitfire.
It's just going through the training thing.
What year is this in?
I don't know. It's not. It wasn't a sock with camel. My dad knows what plane it was, but it was like that sort of thing.
A piece of crap.
Yeah, you're just going off in a training plane, and then you're in.
Something like an American P-45 or some other American piece of crap plane.
And then you're in.
Khajiit!
Then you're in Spitfire and stuff. And I must admit, download it. I'm not saying go out and buy the game unless you're into that sort of thing. But one thing.
I have no intention on buying the game.
My dad just bought. What's that? Secret Weapons over in Normandy.
Oh, God, that's shit!
And one thing he really had against that.
You just
that,
bought a shit game!
One thing he had against that was the fact that you cannot go inverted. You cannot. You've got no role.
How are you supposed to turn?
It just automatically does that. And it's like, I can get it. Now, what they've done with this one is, they've given the ability that when you... If you use left and right on the stick, you still do that. But it gives you the ability that if you're a bit more of an advanced pilot, you use the right analog stick, and that gives you your full roll. So you can roll, then pull
these
back.
These fucking shit console games, you can't even roll in what is supposedly like a plane game.
Yeah. Where in Blazing Angels, you can roll. So,
wow, you can roll.
So
wow.
It is actually, it's nicely done.
What a pile of crap.
One thing I did like was a nice touch was starting the engine. You had to rotate the analog stick to get the engine going.
Joy.
Yeah. But apart from that, I won't go out and buy it because, it's a World War II game and...
We are bored with World War II shit.
If it was a space fighting game, then fair enough.
Like, Free Space Free.
I would go out and buy it, but... It's not, so I won't. Good demo, though. If you want just to go around and blow up some Nazis in a plane for free, then download it.
Yeah, but make sure you're not blowing up Nazis.
Yeah, I did shoot one of my own team because he...
Make sure you're not just hurting innocent German pilots who've been subscribed into the flying people. Yeah.
Cool.
The destruction of your comrades in other nations will not be tolerated.
What else did I say from last week that I was trying to download? No, that was about it. There is Top Spin 2 trailer for download now.
Wow, a trailer. Wow.
Yeah. Joy. And also, if
how about a free Top Spin 2 game? Since
back
I bought
onto
the last
your
one.
Previous point, if you want to know what Call of Duty 2 is like...
Here we go, backtracking again.
There is the demo.
Make the episode a right mess.
The demo is available, and that's all I have to say. Rock on the Oblivion.
Oblivion, what's that?
Dunno, just some game that's come out and totally taken over my life.
It's taken over everyone's life.
Every single person I have access to look at on 360, our previous played games, you go through them all, and each one is Oblivion, 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 Oblivion. Everyone's playing it.
I think we're onto something here.
Mm.
I think we've discovered a game that is good.
Yes.
Not a game that is shit, like every other piece of fucking crap. Like Gun, or Need for Speed, or some other bollocks.
Catmu has just said, it has stopped me from doing my homework. Yeah, if I was still back in the education, it would have made me stop doing it. Glad I didn't, this didn't come out while I was at uni, I wouldn't have passed my degree. Could have done a good essay on it, though.
Essay on Oblivion.
Yeah, because I had a music essay, so I had to do. I did an essay on Lord of the Rings. Go on. Your thoughts on Oblivion?
My thoughts on Oblivion. Right, one sentence. The best game ever made.
I think it's definitely. I can't see anything coming out from now until the end of the year that's going to knock this off the number one spot. For game of the year.
I mean, the next title that comes close is Spore / Halo 3, whenever that is.
Which has still got that kind
of. And even then, even with Spore or Halo 2, you're not going to be sat on your console or PC for 12 straight hours playing it.
Mm.
You know, I've not done that for years.
The closest thing that's got to me playing this, in true honest, was the first time I ever played Ocarina of Time Zelda on the N64.
I mean, it must have been something like SimCity 1 or SimCity 2000.
I cannot leave this game alone. I went on before tea, saved, paused, came off, came back on after tea.
I played during tea.
And
that's why I got crumbs all over my keyboard.
And then I was like, right, okay, I've been sat in my beanbag long enough, I'm really hot, I'm going to go down and have a drink, have a quick chat with Mum and Dad, then come back up. I got up and went downstairs and didn't realise it's 1 o'clock in the morning and everyone's gone to bed. I was like, okay, I'll sit downstairs by myself.
Well, I was playing it on Friday, I was up until 4 o'clock playing it. Yesterday I was up until 3 o'clock playing it. And that's from, like, I get home from work and I play the game.
Mm.
You know, when I woke up this morning, if I shut my eyes, I could actually still see the crosshair from the game in my vision.
It's burnt into your retina.
You know, I got up and my shoulders were like totally stiff. I could barely move my shoulders or neck and I was like, oh my god, this game rocks.
Because I managed to pick up the copy on Thursday.
Haha, I picked one up on Wednesday.
And I only played it for half the day because I had to go over to my mate's house to help him move some stuff for the cop with the new baby. So I managed to play it for most of the day when I got home. And then I played it for the rest of the night when I got back, and I managed to get to the end of the dungeon by then, because I didn't have long to play on it. And then Friday, I didn't do anything other than play it. It's just...
It's good, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, if you've not bought it...
Go out and buy it. It is...
It's only available on the Xbox 360 and the PC. If I have any fucking emails asking if it's on the PS2, I'm going to tell you where to fucking go. Is it only on the PS2? Don't be so fucking retarded. I'm not fucking retard. Was Morrowind on the PS2? No. Was that other game, Pirates of the Caribbean, on the PS2? No. Why? The PS2 is shit.
You heard it here. A GamerCast.
PS2. Head. Check out our, you know, couple of episodes ago where we destroyed a PS2.
So that rocked. We still gotta do something with it.
Hmm.
I must admit, if someone comes out and buys Oblivion and doesn't buy the special edition collector's
edition. We're out of special editions.
Are they?
They all went. All the PC ones went on Friday and we sold out of the Xbox ones yesterday. They just went, boom, gone.
Yeah.
The PC ones just flew off. We had so many nerds. You know, it was like, it was bigger than like the Halo 2 launch.
Mm.
It was neat, it's Oblivion in. Neat. And then you'll buy it and run off. I get to spend the next 5 years playing this. Yes, I wasn't one of them. I went in, is it in yet on Wednesday, and blagged a copy.
Yeah, and I went in on Thursday with around about enough money to to be able to get a ticket to park my car, and that was about it. I traded in so many of my Xbox games that don't, all the ones that don't work, and I traded in a couple.
Traded in stuff that don't work.
On my 360s, all my Xbox games that don't.
Sure.
Then I traded in most of my PS2 games. All I've got left is my Final Fantasy and Dragon Ball Z games.
But it's worth it.
And that came to a total of £40, and then I managed to convince Matt to put all the stuff on his game on a scorecard thing, and then use his discount. So I just went home with the game, and I was chuffed as hell. It's great. But it's the special edition. It's that coin. Have you taken yours out of the wrapper yet?
No.
No, I won't either.
It looks really soft.
It's just nice.
And it should come in a little like slip case or something for it.
Yeah, not a nice little velvet pocket or something. The map. I must admit, I'm impressed.
Yeah, the map is on the wall next to my Morrowind map.
I'm impressed. I must admit, I'm majorly impressed. Less detail, which is good because I'm really just letting you know the main cities, because it's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I should have said 9 cities.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, 9.
Can't see all of them from
stop
this.
Stop making distance. Stuff up.
I know it was 9 because I remember him saying, I just can't see that distance from here around my glasses.
You've got Andil, you've got Kvatch, you've got Skingrad, you've got Coral, you've got Bruma, Chadenhall, Braville, Leowyn, and the Imperial City.
Yeah. I just like the fact that it's like a map that you'd be given in the game. It's not.
Yeah.
I do like the Morrowind game, I just love the detail and stuff. It's great.
I mean, it's got the individual hills and stuff.
You know, it's giving you that look, and you're like, wow, I so want to go there, I need to see it for myself. But on this one, it's got a bit more kind of like, okay, I have no clue where anything is, I just know where the main cities are. Figure it out for yourself, and you create your own map while playing the game, which is a nice touch.
Well, hey, Oblivion. I want to play it now. I want to cancel doing Gamercast and just play it. Gamercast is so crap in comparison. Just play Oblivion.
Right.
Oh so my god, you could do that. Just swap out the MP3 files in the game and play Gamercast while you're doing stuff.
Exactly.
Cool, man. Cool idea.
What else has been...
What else? Well, what do you want to talk about? Oh my god, Khajiit is now level 18. Fucking hell. He's been leveling up fast. I'm only level 10.
Because of my excitement, completely forgot playing Morrowind, and one of the problems I had was I sat there playing along and I'm like, why am I still level 1? And I completely forgot you don't level up until you sleep. Because I was so busy playing, I never bothered trying to sleep. Just good, like, sometimes you can level up just a couple of times if you sleep for 24 hours because you don't do it. You just keep...
Hmm. But I think you lose your bonus if you do that.
Yeah, you got to keep... The thing I like about it is forcing you to have that sleep. But other cool features that you've been liking.
Cool stuff. Radiant AI. I read a lot of people on the forums saying how shit the AI is. You know, it doesn't matter. Okay, the pathfinding AI is still a bit wobbly.
Mm.
You know, that's not the sort of AI we're talking about. The point is they're trying to make the AI characters seem realistic, which they've done brilliantly.
People going up to each other and having conversations, and you can go in and ear with the conversations.
Don't butt in.
Sorry. And it's giving you that...
It just gives you a bit of extra. But the main thing that really got to me... I joined the arena, and outside the arena there's this wood elf. I don't like wood elves. They're these annoying creatures which should be wiped out. And when me and my Nordic comrades come, we will purge the land of them. So, you know, he's the guy out the front of the arena who takes your bets. And I was just wandering around in the Imperial City, and I saw him once walking across the Greenway. And I was like, hang on, that's that fucking wood elf again. And yeah, I talked to him, and yeah, he tells me, gee, if I come back to the arena between 9 and 9, he's there and I can do stuff. And then I also saw him later on in the, what's it called? There's a pub. Or, sorry, an inn. And he was in there as well, and it's just, wow, man, this guy is living a life. Sure, he's, you know, just going between there and there and over every day, but it's so much better than just the fucking standing still 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Or just some guy that's
like in Morrowind.
got a course to walk. You know, now it's the bad guys that have got a course to walk. All the, you know, your, the AI NPCs, they've got a life, and also it's determined by what you're doing. Because when you watch the collector's edition, the DVD, they say that what they do during the day is determined by what affects their life between other NPCs' interaction and also your own. If you go bugger up their life and maybe kill their husband or something like that, or steal all their stuff.
And that's the thing. I'd love to just follow an AI around and see what he does.
Mm.
The trouble is, it takes a bloody long. And then I get bored and run off and kill people.
Because I just like the fact that you go there and then you
keep approaching dungeons.
Now that I'm on my mage fest trying to get through all the quests on that, I'm finding myself having to go to the local mage place, because you're a mage, you can sleep at those places, and sleeping and trying to get back to the next morning because everybody goes to bed. You can wake them up, but if they're going to sell you any spells, they won't sell you until the next morning. So
it's annoying in that respect, but it's better that way.
Yeah.
It's worth the trade-off.
Gives a sense of a bit more of a realism there. You're like, oh, I'm going to have to come back tomorrow. And
they shut. They don't want your business. They're trying to sleep. Leave them alone. They're not this magic AI that stands there 24 hours a day, no matter what.
Just all they are is a human-shaped person that basically is a button to get into a menu to be able to buy stuff.
Like, I mean, granted, that used to be fine for games, but this has really taken it to a new level, where NPCs... I've not killed a single NPC in Oblivion. Not one. Apart from when I just did a quick demo with you.
Mm.
Because why? Because I felt I would feel really guilty. I've killed this computer player. This computer player who has a life.
One thing that...
And this computer player who may be important some way, you know. It's... Ugh.
You really feel like you. This is
the
world.
The game drives you in, and you don't want to screw anyone over unless that's what you want to do.
Yeah. One thing that I do like is the conversation style. One problem I really had with Morrowind, because unfortunately, not my problem, I'm dyslexic. Trying to read stuff is a mission for me. And going into Morrowind, getting a really detailed quest of all these names that are all made up because it's a fantasy world, off the top of my head.
You could never remember the names in Morrowind. Even I had trouble with that.
And I was finding
missions... Because they're so unfamiliar as well.
...really hard. So I go off and do my own stuff. I spent most of the time in Morrowind never doing any quests unless they were simple ones. I was basically going around, attacking this, doing that. Got boring.
Saying that, I'm really disappointed. Morrowind had lots of cool dialogue and stuff you can say. In Oblivion, you've only got usually Rumour or Imperial City.
Mm.
So it's limiting that way.
But it is nice, that whole... The camera sucks you into the person, and then you have this conversation, and you can actually... I'm remembering more stuff because I'm taking it in vocally, but one thing that really got me was the fact that they said half the disc is recorded voice.
2 gigs-ish.
Which is just... It's amazing.
It's cool, but you still hear too much repeated dialogue.
Yeah, there is that. But it's a nice touch. Because obviously it's all that there are only so many.
It does make the world feel real.
Mm. It really does give a nice sense and feeling to it, which I'm impressed. And the old horses.
Yeah, horses are good. Animation isn't so bad as we initially feared.
No, it is a lot better than I was
expecting. It is quite bad for AI people on a horse, where they're just following a set path. But on the actual player character, the horse does like sort of shuffle its legs.
Mm.
I mean, it does still turn on the spot, but it shuffles its legs in a much more believable animation.
The only thing that I really have with the animation is, don't know about PC, but on the Xbox 360,
they're identical.
When you're doing moving sideways,
same on a PC.
When you're
strafing,
you sidesteps. But when you're moving forwards and you start to strafe, just using it a little bit, especially with the analog stick, he's just running sideways. There's no foot movement, there's no strafing built into moving forward. So
same thing with Morrowind.
Yeah, I just found it a little bit more noticeable. I feel more like an ice skater skidding around. But hey, who wants to play Oblivion in third person?
Exactly. It's so much more immersive in first.
I like the fact that you don't have to, because you still get to see your character. You can go sit on a seat, and then you'll give that nice little bit where the character sits down, and then you go back to your first person and get on the horse.
Yeah, you can finally sit down.
It's amazing. It just makes
it I was in Anvil the other day. It's like, I'm telling it like it's real. I was in Anvil the other day, and I was waiting for this guy to come out of his room. He was staying in the inn there. And so I just, it was about 9 o'clock in the morning. He was in his room. I knew he was in there because I could hear him walking around, but it was locked. So I just sat on the bench outside. And, well, man, I can sit down just waiting for this guy to come out. He didn't come out for another 3 fucking hours, which I'm annoyed about. I mean, come on, you get up earlier than 12.
Well, not so, that's when we're playing Oblivion all night.
Sleep. Well, he don't go to bed till midnight. That's his problem. He should go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
He's a pain in the ass. He tried to fog me a house.
Magic. I am liking the animation for the magic. The hand movements, it's a lot different. It's none of this two hands in front.
In Morrowind, it was all... One.
Where... Now you are getting. I did one spell where you did get the hands going into the middle. I've had a lot going up, very kind of Q kind of whoosh, sort of thing.
Q and the continuum.
Yeah. And then just firing from the left hand, shooting from the right hand when you've got a sword in, is. Or like you've shown me, which I haven't been able to see yet, get the old staff going.
Yeah, staffs are cool. Shame you can't. I don't think you can hit anyone with them though.
No?
No, I'll have to play around with that later.
Yeah, I've got to get hold of a staff. I might have to nick one because I don't think I can afford one at the moment. But
there's the one of charm, which I've told you about, which I nicked in someone's basement in the Imperial City. I can't remember where.
I meant to have a route around. But I must admit, I'm impressed with the armor. I'm finding a lot more variety of armor in comparison to Morrowind. I kept finding the same stuff all the time, unless you really look, but...
I disagree with that. I think there's less armor.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got iron, you've got steel. But in Morrowind you had medium armor. And you know, although saying that, we've only just started playing, so you know.
There is so much yet to go. We're gonna have to, every game of course, we're gonna, what's new in the world of Oblivion?
Damn right.
But I must admit, getting back to the beginning of Oblivion, the whole tutorial. Fair enough, it's a little bit annoying.
It will get annoying when you're trying to just start a new character.
Yeah.
And you've got to go through all this boring crap again.
But then again, I suppose if you're going to start a new character, are you every new character, once you've done your first character, the next character, are you going to completely ignore the main storyline thread? Yes.
My next character is either going to be a thief / assassin, or he's going to be a magic mage's guild guy, because my current guy is a Nord. He's good with a blunt weapon, he's a bit of a fighter.
Yeah.
And he's kicking ass in Oblivion, closed 7 Oblivion gates. Bloody things.
Yeah, they keep popping up all
over
the place.
Have you seen my MSN name?
Yeah.
Stupid Oblivion gates keep wrecking the countryside.
Just pop up all over the place.
Well, they do. So you're walking along, you see this mouldy gate, the sky goes all mouldy, and then even if you close it, you've still got the mouldy crap left on the floor.
You make a mess.
It does. I'm trying to have a nice time in the forest here, chasing ogres and stuff, and they come across the big, mouldy old gate.
Exactly.
Not good, man. Not good.
Goddamn Oblivion. Right. What else is there?
I've got a Dwemer bow, by the way.
A Dwemer bow?
Yeah.
Nice. I've got a steel bow.
Steel? So common.
Well, I basically...
Common.
I am armed with only the stuff from the Blade Armory.
I'm using that armor at the moment.
So I've got all
it's crap armor, but it looks nice.
Yeah. I'm just waiting until I can move up a bit. I'm going to get some nice mage robes, which I bought, but I didn't keep that game save because I got to a point in the mage bit where you basically had this book and you had two people to take it to, and it splits the story off into two ways. So
spoilers! Shh!
saved there, and the direction I went, I didn't like it, so I came back. So unfortunately, I've lost that road, but I know where to get it from. It's the bloke who sells the stats. It's a real nice crimson robe, and I bought a hood as well.
Yeah, a lot of rich people are ponting around in red robes and stuff. Ponty bastards.
Well, next time I might try the aqua one. Oh, I just wanted a robe for my bloke. Although one thing I did notice that they have changed.
They've changed a lot.
The
skills.
Armor. I was able to wear a robe over my armor in Morrowind.
Yeah, you can only wear one set of clothes.
Yeah, can't layer up, which I confused me at first. I was like, "Whoa, why is this stuff switching off?" And then I was clicking on stuff and ended up being like half naked. I'm like, "Whoa, okay."
That's a point I want to raise as well. The user interface on the 360 it works well.
Mm.
On the PC, it doesn't work well.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, on the PC, if you remember on Morrowind, you had your inventory with a little picture of your dude, so you could see what he's wearing.
Mm.
You had the map window, and you had the spell magic window.
Yeah.
And they were all separate windows, and it was so much easier to navigate.
Yeah.
But with this, you've got to go between all the different pages, and it's bloody annoying.
Because obviously you've got to click on each one of those tabs, where from my perspective,
boom, 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 boom,
I've got
boom,
the triggers boom, boom, to move across, and the analog stick to move across the second set of pages.
But we were going to compare the PC and 360 versions, weren't we? Because I've played both, 360 version, bloody good.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be really shit. I thought it was going to be like a Morrowind again, which was quite buggy.
Yeah.
But visually, it looks fantastic. Equal to the PC version in everything but a few small areas. But the 360 wins on shader performance.
Yeah.
You know, if you enable HDR, even on a high-end card, it's going to get, you know, some chug going on. But one thing that did bug me with the graphics on the 360 version is the view distance of creatures. They fade in and out a bit too close to my liking.
Yeah.
But with the PC, you can scale that back a bit. But it does eat your performance if you're in a well-populated area. So
yeah.
I can see why they did do it, because it is a performance hog.
Yeah. So it's, at least it's keeping everything. Because that's the thing. When you've got a PC, a bit of chug, you're like, yeah, okay, yeah, graphics card, and like, you can accept a small amount unless you have a high-end PC, and then you're like, why should I be getting
it? I do have a high-end PC. I accept that the slowdown, even on this, because I want the game to look fresh a year from now,
mm,
and 2 years from now, and 3 years from now, when I've got faster systems. But on Oblivion, for the 360, they've got to, you know, make sure it's...
looks nice all the time, because nothing you can upgrade or anything.
Yeah. And it looks, I mean... The main visual flaw is draw distance over a large area, especially around the Imperial City, because in the forest and stuff, you've got trees blocking your view. And near the Imperial City is, you know, is an open lake, really.
Yeah.
So you can see really far, and it is pretty low res far away on both versions. Hopefully there's a way to tweak that.
Yeah.
But we'll have to have a fiddle around. Because I think they're separate cells, so you won't really be able to do much with them, which is what I'm scared of.
It still looks like that bit when you finish the tutorial and you come out of the sewers. Just looking around that lake and it just...
I mean, I came out at about 7-ish in the evening. The sun was starting to get low. My aim was to race up the hill to view the sunset over the lake, and it's like, wow. So I did that. I ran up the hill as fast as I could. And it's like, wow, man, awesome.
Yeah, I must admit, it's a breathtaker.
And in the forest, when you're, you know, deep in the forest, there's gorgeous looking trees and grass and plants and animals and everything around you. And it's like, wow.
Detail in every aspect for this game. Everything from the AI, storyline. Because the guy that created it said, at the end of the day, this game is just a go to a dungeon, beat something up, get the treasure, sell it for more money to get a bigger sword, to go to a harder dungeon, to beat something else up, to get the treasure, to sell it, or you get a big sword that does a woo and you kill with more people. It's that with 1,001 extra detail stuff that you don't really need, but it just makes the game just that little bit more sweeter.
Mm, I mean, I've rated one elven ruin, and I've rated one cave. That's it. So in my 24 hours of gameplay, I've rated two things. The rest of the time, you're just mooching around, you know.
Mm. You'll get used to places, you'll get used to seeing set people.
Exactly. When I stepped in the Imperial City, I was like, oh my god, I'm in over my fucking head again. Mm. It's like Morrowind from day one, where you're, oh my god, I'm the fuck off.
Yeah,
and that's great. Although that really freaked me out with that, if I thought, oh my god, what's that? I didn't know anything.
There's a few towns.
And I still don't know anything. I mean, I know a bit of Anvil.
Yeah.
I know a bit of Coral, and I know a bit of the Imperial City. I've not really done any of the rest.
I must admit, I haven't mooched around much of the Imperial City. I've gone kind of around it trying to get to somewhere without travelling, because I've been trying to stop that travelling thing. But
yeah, I want to raise a point on that in a minute.
Marketplace. I eventually got to the hang of where I roughly know where most of the stuff is, because when I'm looking for something, I've decided, right, I'll just go clockwise around every single shop, go in and check the whole entire list of what they've got, and I'm slowly picking up where people are. And I've done exactly the same thing. I can't pronounce the name of the city. It's that one.
Sharondale.
Chiddenhall, or Chain, and whatever it is.
Yeah, that was the first place where I started on the mage.
That's a cool thing, because it's recorded dialogue, you know how to pronounce that.
Yeah.
Chiddenhall.
I've been fine. I know my way around that quite easily, because it's quite a small town. Slowly pick up where everything is, because I spent a lot of time in there. And similar with a couple of the other places. But then some of them, I've gone back to a place where I've done something for the Mage Guild. Gone back in, I'm like, right, I have a clue where the Mage Guild is. And I'm going around the town in circles and circles, looking for the big circle glass window.
Just look on your map.
Yeah. It's just... It is...
So yeah, point about fast travel.
Yeah.
And I've got a point about the compass.
Go on then, go for it.
Fast travel, good idea. But I would much rather it also be people who transport you, like the Mage's Guild can transport and stuff like that. So I didn't really feel as guilty about fast travelling, where I instantly appear there.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, the time does advance, so... You know,
yeah, you have got that time advancing. And the fact that they're giving the impression that...
You've ridden there, your horse is outside, blah blah blah.
Yeah, you're just done exploring, you're using the standard routes, so the only thing that you're going to bump into and the only thing you're missing is
a bandits. A bunch of guys.
Bandits and stuff, so it's only, you're missing out on the levelling up. It's not like you've gone anywhere.
Because Morrowind, they did it quite well. You had the Mage's Guild, you had ships, and you had the big insect dudes.
Those are like large fleas with long legs. Yeah.
Silk Striders. Because you pay a bit of gold, the amount of gold was practically nothing, and you know, you transported there, it was instant for you.
Mm.
It was just something a bit more depth than just clicking on the map and instantly going there.
True.
The compass. Get rid of the compass, it's cheating.
Mm.
Having a compass is cool because you really need to know what way you're facing, but having it point out all the things around you, and having it so the arrow points to where you've got to go to find somebody. I would much rather not have that and have the extra dialogue to tell me where whoever is at whatever time.
I do find it useful, but I...
Useful when you're cheating.
I find
cheating by using a compass.
It gave a little bit too much away. I would prefer it where... Because I like they've still got the set the marker in, so you can put a blue one and you can say, right, that's where I've got to go. So then you could follow it, so you're not always continuing to have to stop map, come back out, keep going, stop map, keep on going. The bit of the compass where it's showing you little bits in what direction, that is quite cool, but why didn't they just do it so that you could only see them once you found them? Because I start coming up across stuff and it's stuff you haven't found yet, and you look on the map, it's like, it's not there. Because you're wandering along, and all of a sudden you start seeing that Oblivion Gate symbol.
Oh no, not another Oblivion Gate. And wrecking the countryside. So ruining the sky.
I go up to them every single time, just so that you walk across and it says, right, found Oblivion Gate. And then I know where they are.
Every time I'm on my horse, I ride around there a couple of times till it says found. So it's on my map, I can come back to it later and deal with it.
Mm.
Because Oblivion Gates are nasty things.
Definitely. Although the stones you get from them...
are really cool.
I'm going to have to play around with the one I've got when I get back home.
Yep.
What else?
Well, everyone needs to buy this game.
Yeah, everyone needs to buy this game. We don't want to go too far into too much depth.
Bottom line is, it's an RPG. You level up, you go around killing people if you want, raiding dungeons. There's a really... I mean, the Elder Scrolls series has a really in-depth history comparable to Lord of the Rings.
Mm.
The amount of stuff that goes on is just, you know, fantastic.
The books. Fair enough, they've always been there, but the books
are awesome to read. Mm. You know, I can often spend, you know, 20 minutes flicking through a couple of books. I mean, that's where I learn most of my Elder Scrolls knowledge. It's not from guides or from the internet. It's from reading books in the game.
Yeah. Learning about the history of stuff. It's where it all sits. You don't have to make a game about it. They can put it in the game of that time and say, this is what's happened previously, sort of thing.
And that's the thing. I mean, I wasted about... It was last Sunday. I wasted about 3 hours talking about the Elder Scrolls history to Craig, who's a chaff who was really interested.
Because it's like Warcraft. That's got a big history. They've done exactly the same thing with that. And it's been nice enough that they've done the same thing for World of Warcraft Online. I'm not getting into detail, but you've got that ability to click on a book, open it up, and read about the past and stuff.
It makes the world feel less artificial, having all that background in there.
Like the fact that you could go into a shop, and there's a guy there, and he sells stuff, and he's an NPC. You click on him, you get your menu, you can sell back, buy stuff off him, bit of haggling. But near enough, everything that he's selling is laying around in his shop for you to nick. Or, as I always used to do in Morrowind by accident, click. When I first started playing the game, the first thing I did was went into that elven shop in the town where you get out of prison.
Arkel's Trade House.
And I walked straight in there.
What was his name? Khajiit, on the chat room, what was his first name? Or his name, whatever. Trade guy in Sedanine.
And I, because obviously I'm new to the game, starting to play off, didn't realise you're supposed to click on the guy, and the first thing I do is like, ooh, I want to buy that, so I click on it, expecting it to come up with a price, and he goes, you're trying to steal from me, I'm like, no, don't send me back to prison.
I mean, the stat's cool, in Morrowind especially, because, you know, you were sent first by carriage, then by boat to the east, to Morrowind, and it was the same emperor as you met in Oblivion. Who sent you there?
Yeah.
He sent you there to damage the tribunal and to deal with all the nasty stuff going on there. Because the Empire, when Tiber Septim conquered the world, I don't know how to pronounce that. When Tiber Septim conquered the world, he didn't fancy the chance of taking on the God Kings of Morrowind, you know, Almalexia, Devek, and Sophocil. So he made a deal with them that they would continue to have religious power. Morrowind would continue to be relatively autonomous, but it's ultimately part of the Empire. And you know, you can slowly see the power drifting away as they install the king into Mournhold and stuff like that, and then he sends some guy who he believes from the stars that is Neverar reborn, and he's sent there to kick some ass. And he does kick some ass. He kills, you know, Almalexia dead, Sophocil dead, Vivek unknown.
It's just...
And it's good because it's continuation, because it was always, you know, the prisoner born on this, you know, on an uncertain day, uncertain parents, or whatever star sign. And he meddles about the same astrological crap in Oblivion as well. Yeah, star sign, blah, blah, blah. I've seen this, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to die, blah, blah, blah. It's like, punch. If you've seen it and you know you're going to die, why bother dragging your blade through there to get killed as well? What a sick bastard. It's really cool.
I do like the fact that for new people
can jump into it as well.
Yeah, new people can jump in. You can still
apart from the tosser that brought it back today.
Oh, and we'll get into him in a second. One thing I do like for the newbies that won't fall in my footsteps is the fact that anything that's classified as stealing or entry into areas which you shouldn't, we've all got a red reticle or can't sleep here.
So that's a good way to know what's what beforehand.
It also means that if you don't want to steal anything, you want to be a goody two-shoes,
get your hands off it.
You know what stuff you can have if you belong to a guild. Once you belong to
take everything in there.
You can take what you're supposed to take, and then the personal possessions that are in the high mage guild rooms upstairs or downstairs or whatever design it is, all of a sudden you'll start finding stuff that's red on do not enter and stuff, because that's someone's personal possessions. Can I just add one last thing before we jump onto this bloke? One thing that I found on the DVD, which I thought was really good, was he was saying, do not leave your possessions in any old trunk.
I'm not sure if they've taken that out, though.
Yeah, they might have taken that out.
Khajiit, can you confirm if they've taken out NPCs stealing your stuff? or if it's still in there.
Because if you leave it in a random place, like in a pub or a tavern
because
or something...
Because is there a spell to lock stuff?
I haven't gone through all the spells yet. But I know there are more for
locking. I have not seen a spell or an ability to lock your trunks or doors or whatever.
Yeah. I have... with being with the Blades, I leave all my stuff in one of the lockers in the armory, and it's always been there when I've gone back. But it all depends if someone goes into there.
Yeah, Khajiit says it's out.
Oh, it is out. That was kind of a funky feature, but I think they had they also said they had problems with people going around buying all the armor when they first getting the AI sorted. So you come up to try and buy some armor, and some guy's walking around wearing most of it, or owning most of it.
But yeah, this guy, he bought Oblivion yesterday. He came back in today, said he didn't like it. He said he played it for ages, and he'd gotten as far as getting up the sewers. Now, the game starts off, you spend the first 15-20 minutes in the sewers. It's like a training mission, really. And he says he's played it for a lot. He said he played it from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, 4 hours, and he had just gone out of the sewers. Then he said it wasn't for him. He said it was too mission-based. Mission-based? If you don't want to do any missions, don't. Just go off and fucking raid some dungeons.
Exactly. There's a dog at the door blowing its nose.
He's trying to sniff if you're in here. Hide, quick.
Hide in the cupboard.
So yeah, if you're a numpty, don't buy it. Just go off and die somewhere.
Slowly. But...
if you do have a problem, the Nord I know... he goes by the name of Paul, and he's got a big, heavy, blunt axe-type thing. He'll take care of you.
A noggin walloper. Yeah, I must admit, I like, it's annoying, like we said before, I repeat myself again, but that training mission, it was a nice way to get into it, because you didn't feel like you were, like a Morrowind, came out of the prison and you're pretty...
it told you how to use the UI, then it kicked you out and that's it.
Yeah, you're out in the world and you can pretty much go do whatever you want, and supposedly you've got to try and get some place. You can walk there or you can get that flying flea and go there, and then you spend...
it walks. I don't think it flies.
Okay, it walks. Straddles along with all those legs.
It would be cool if it did fly, man. Huge flea flying everywhere.
But...
yeah, it held your hand along the way.
Yeah, where this one, I feel you're straight into the thick of it. So you're stood there wandering around inside this prison room, and then next minute you're following the Emperor, and you're out, and you're learning everything as you're trying to get out of this place. You don't want to wander around in a sewer; you want to get out and explore the place. So it's forcing you to learn all these cool stuff. And then when you're out, then you can go do whatever you do. But by this point, you're so enthralled with the storyline.
You see the dot on your compass, cheating, and you head that way. Hmm. Although I head the opposite direction to see the sunset.
Yeah, true. Because you wanted to see your sunset. Did you do that when you first played it on the 360 or when you had...
360 version.
360.
PC version, I ran out of the sewers, headed straight to that guy, traveled to Gavach, blah, 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 etc., etc.
Because you knew what was coming.
Yeah, I just did that as fast as possible because I've already done it on the 360.
Just want to get it over and done with.
Yeah.
Fell down a cliff once, or twice, or thrice.
Stop reading the chat room.
I just like what Khajiit said, he fell down.
That Khajiit is insane. I saw him the other day. I was walking along this road and this Khajiit jumped down and asked me for my money. I was like, what? Fucking Khajiits, that's the last thing we need.
Yeah, I've had a couple of those coming along. Yeah, I'm going to get off my horse.
First two Khajiits I ran into tried to rob me.
Yeah, mine did.
But they wonder why people don't like it.
They gave me the ultimatum. Give me your money or... But my answer was, no, I don't have any money. Or, no, you're just not going to have it. I'm going to kick your ass. So I've just gone for the kick the ass option. And then I try and get off my horse quick. That's another thing I don't like. The non-battle on a horse. Although I have hit a wolf with my horse, though. He raises up and kicks them.
Yeah.
But I would at least...
it would be cool to have it in, but it'd be really hard to implement because you could end up with making quests really easy by just racing in there on your horse.
Mm.
And you know, I mean, imagine if you hit someone with a horse going at full speed. You're probably going to kill that person.
Yeah. At least I would have liked the ability to at least keep the bow.
The bow would be good, especially for hunting.
Because none of the animals run away from you. As soon as you get off the horse, all the deer run for it. It's kind of like you've got an air horn stuck on your ass, and as soon as you get off a horse, it sounds.
Well, what you need to do is loose the horse and just go into the forest on your own.
And sneak about.
And be very careful. You know, be quiet. And, you know, you can usually get one quite easily.
Don't know why I would want one. I've just been wanting to shoot one for a while. Bit of hunting.
I've been practicing on mud crabs. Trying to get my marksman skill up a bit.
You should be able to use a bow on your horse.
Yep, everyone agrees.
Yeah, see, everyone agrees. That should be modded.
Legolas mod. This dodgy elf who's like really hardcore who can kill thousands of people on a horse.
What do you want? Because that, come on, it was in Ocarina of Time. Not that you could use it for anything apart from shooting ghosts, which was pissing me off.
Yeah.
What else have we got?
That's it, I think.
Yeah, we don't want to go into too much because we don't want to spoil...
We don't want to spoil it for anyone because we know everyone's going to play it.
Yeah, it is just going to be... If you listen to this show, you probably already own it, I would say.
Maybe. Although we've probably got a lot of PS2 retards listening. Really? So if you're a PS2 retard, head to your nearest game store and buy Oblivion. You do need quite a beefy PC. If you don't have a beefy PC, get a 360. And don't come up with some crap they're out of stock. They're not out of stock. They're available everywhere. They always have been. You just never bother looking.
And if you're a PS2 owner, buy it on the 360 anyway and trade in your PS2 for a 360.
Yeah, you still have about 500 quid to pay.
And if you're one of those people like we've had in before because it says on the front of the box 60 hertz.
Oh god.
If you can afford the game or you can afford a 360, I think you can afford a 60 hertz TV. I have a 60 hertz TV, it's fucking old. Big. You could kill a small child. Well, I suppose you could kill a large child if you threw it at it. But it's a big TV. I'd probably kill myself if it fell over. It takes two people to damn carry the thing. It's a mission trying to get that at uni.
Hardcore.
But, I'm going to think of 1,001 things we could talk about on this show.
The trouble is, we've been on for ages now. I'm pretty bored and I want to play Oblivion.
Yeah. I do.
You
know,
you can fuck off home when I play Oblivion.
Yeah. But there's so much to explore. This game is going to last.
Exactly. I've been playing it 24 hours.
Got nowhere. Fast. Which is the great thing about this game. It's what makes the game amazing. If you want to get somewhere fast...
Get a shit game, like, gun.
Yeah.
You completed in 4 hours. Or black, completed in 2 hours.
See, that's the thing. You can't buy this... You could never buy this game and take it back and say, oh, I've completed it, I'm not really interested in this game.
We had someone do a Rise of Nations. I've completed it. No, it was... My son says he's completed it. That's what she said. And it's like, you can't... It's a real-time strategy game. You just do the skirmish mode over and over. That's the point. There's no actual proper campaign in Rise of Nations. It's like a risk board. And you actually fight the battles yourself.
So he did one... Probably did one battle and went, oh, I finished. Nah.
What a numpty. But my son's completed it. Like it's a big achievement.
We'll get you a paper hat.
A bunch of numpties.
But there we go. Oblivion, 360 and PC. If you don't own it, own it.
Yeah, I would give it a solid 9.9 out of 10. And I would give it the title of the best game ever made.
So far. I know there's bound to be an RPG.
It has Eclipse Elite.
There is an RPG out there waiting that will beat this.
The Elder Scrolls V.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Elder Scrolls V. But,
have you seen Arena? The first one?
No.
I'll put it on in a minute.
Oh, cool.
I'll show you how far it's come.
I have only came into it on Morrowind. I've not seen one or two.
Cool stuff, man. Cool stuff.
Right, so... Khajiit says it needs to be...
1,487,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 went a bit over the top. You should have said like 150 out of 10. It's much more readable.
Yeah. But we
not
can
a
20 accept,
digit number.
We can accept his excitement.
Aye. Arr.
Oh.
They need to have pirates in it.
Arr. You need to be able to get your own boat. Go out sailing.
Arr, me.
Get an eye patch. Get your own boat and a hat and all.
An eye patch, oh my god, we got a mod now, an eye patch.
An eye patch and a captain's hat, and you have your own little boat with an oar, and you're going, arr. Me and my mate were talking about that, we need that in World of Warcraft, everyone have their own boat, and they're like, what, a big sailboat? It's like, no, a little rowing boat, and you can go around going, arr, I'm gonna get you.
Sherlock says there are pirates, but they aren't very piratey. No, the pirates I ran into, I went onto their boat, and they immediately chased after me, and I killed them all, and now there's no more pirates. Actually, the guard killed them all.
Mm, that's another thing I like about the fact that the whole guards will come and rescue you if you're in the right and the other person's in the wrong.
Yeah.
Or if you're starting the fight.
Look out.
One last thing that I wanted to talk about. Persuasion. It's a nice... Do you think it's better, worse?
Me? I don't know, because I really never used it in Morrowind, because I normally played as a Nord or an Orc. And they're not really good at persuasion.
Yeah.
So it was really a case of bribe, 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 bribe.
Mm.
But my next character will probably be an Imperial. Or maybe a Breton. Or maybe a Khajiit. I don't know. If it's got good personality, I'll have a good play of it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, not much point for me personally, because all I ever do is upset everyone.
Yeah, that's the thing that I like about it. I upset this dark elf who was in charge.
Oh, they're always upset.
So now every time
I used to really like the Dunmer, but I've realised they're a right bunch of bastards.
Every time I come up to him now, he always gives me that kind of looks at me like I'm shit in his pillow. Because I ran out of money to bribe him, because you've got to be really nice in the four quarters and what he likes and what he doesn't like. I had to read the manual twice just to figure out how the hell to do it. But it is a nice touch, because it means that it's a mixture between your speech craft and your own personal skill to be able to win someone over to you. The same as it is now with picking a lock.
I just use auto attempt. It's a role playing game. The game shouldn't be limited by your skill to play the game.
True.
You know, the skill is your character skill.
Yeah, for a proper role playing game, which I do like the fact they've got the button in there, but I just thought it was a nice touch to, you know, you try it. Picking a lock is kind of an aspect of the game, of being able to nick stuff or get into areas you're not supposed to when you're in a dungeon. And for the fact that we've had so many games come out now, especially like the Splinter Cell series, with this whole aspect of breaking into something, it's a nice touch.
I think it was mainly started with Thief, which were brilliant games, and it's a shame Thief 3 sucked. Yeah, you heard me, it sucked. It got too over the top with the pagans and shit. I just want to be breaking into people's castles and stuff.
I keep snapping my damn things.
No.
Outpicks. I snap them all the time. That's why I'm glad I've got the ability to just unlock stuff with a spell.
And a good job I showed you where that guy is.
Yeah. That was a good find. I'm going to be able to go buy some stuff off him.
I've still not been able to find a talking mud crab yet. Although Rudis joined the assassin of the Dark Brotherhood. And he told me there was an ogre who was, normally all the people in the place were like, you know, black assassin type outfits. And he said there was one ogre in like heavy steel armor. And it's like, an ogre? Cool! An ogre, a talking ogre. And it's like, wow, man. And they said, oh, no, I think I meant an orc. And it's like, oh, boring. I thought you meant an ogre. Because talking animals rule.
That got me excited then.
Especially like those invisible dogs and sheep I've come across. Yeah.
So there's so much to go on, and you can't do it all with one character.
No, that's a cool one.
You go back, I'm going to go for more of a kind of silky, I'm probably going to go for a female human, probably, hooded, bow and arrow, going in there, assassin, thief sort of person next time.
Yeah. Cool.
Definitely.
Are we done?
We're done.
Can I play Oblivion now?
We can play Oblivion now.
Cool.
So, that's Oblivion.
And that was apparently GamerCast.
Yes.
Although we're officially renaming it to OblivionCast. It's every week we're going to talk about Oblivion for the next couple of months.
No more games exist. There are no more games. especially for me, because I have run out of stuff to trade in, so I can't get buy any more games for the rest of my life till I get a job. I've had it.
Yeah, if you've got any applications available for Adam to do work, send them to adamneedswork@gamercast.net.
Yeah. I'm an unemployed, pretty well-skilled skater, stroke, computer nerd, animator, needing work. Need lots of money and less effort. I don't provide my own PC. And I want at least dental. And benefits.
Can I just say something? This isn't the United States, this is the United Kingdom.
Yeah, but a job over there would be quite nice, the weather's good.
What? You're not moving over there. It's full of people like Wester.
Look, Wester. Oblivion. Swords.
Oh man, do you want to see? I actually found someone who looks a lot like Wester in the game. Let's just get up a screenshot. Where is he? Wester. There he is.
It's an elf. It looks like Noddy in the water with a yellow hat.
Oh man. For anyone who's completed the arena, who's become grand champion of the arena, you'll know who I'm talking about. It's that guy.
In the water. Okay, I'm gonna have to go do the arena now.
It's cool, so it's a good way to get some money because it's really easy as well.
Oh, cool. Oh, I'm definitely doing that next. That, and then Fight Guild. And then I might start doing the main quest again.
Main quest? Boring. All I know is this is a guy called Martin Septon, and he's a Ponzi git.
Played by Sean Bean.
Shame they bumped off Patrick Stewart so quickly. They need to reanimate him. Oh my god, get some necromancers involved. Let's reanimate the Emperor.
Because they banned it, I'm...
Bring him back. The Mages Guild banned it. It's still perfectly legal.
Yeah, it's banned in that.
So I think the Mages Guild has something funny on there.
There
head.
Is something really funky going on. That's why I'm really wanting to get to the head of it.
Yeah, that's why you should shut up, because I'm going to play the Mages Guild in my next character. Oh yeah, one cool thing. In the arena, they send out a cool little guy to help you. You'll find out.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. He's a cool man. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, cool. Stop reading the chat.
Sorry. La 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 la.
Right.
Okay.
Are we done?
I would say we are pretty much done for our round from Raid for this week on the classic game Morrowind's sequel, Elder Scroll 4, Oblivion.
Oblivion, well, hey.
It is so going to be...
Game of the Year.
Pork chop.
Shh. Don't read any more and don't type any more. Stop spoiling it for everyone.
So, that's it. That's Oblivion. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and that was Gamercast.
See you next week when we'll be talking about a new game coming out called Elder Scroll 4 Oblivion.
Plus the expansion pack.
Plus other stuff.
We want an expansion.
No, I'm sure we will have something else to talk about.
Well, I've got this week off, so I'm playing Oblivion all week. So no, I'm not going to have anything more to talk about.
Apart from stuff we find in Oblivion.
Maybe we could talk about, you know, some of the back history of Oblivion. All the Elder Scrolls, you know, lore and all that stuff next week.
Yeah, we'll go into a bit more detail on the...
We've really bored everyone.
Backstory.
Yeah.
So that's it.
That is definitely it. Definitely it again. Yeah.
Later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Well, hey, bye. Oblivion time now.